Well, today the Biden administration announced a rule aimed at closing the so-called gun show loophole, which was meant to protect people who only occasionally sell a gun. They didn't have to be federally licensed or perform a background check. It was abused, though, by businesses who sell lots of guns at places like gun shows. NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram is here. And Deepa, the Biden administration had been planning on this for months. The rule's going into effect in 30 days. Who will be impacted?
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty significant new rule by the Biden administration. There are guns that are sold at gun shows, at flea markets, over social media. To put this in perspective, there are about 23,000 unlicensed gun dealers in the United States who would now be required to run background checks under this new rule. If you zoom out here, there's about 80,000 licensed gun sellers already. So this is a big chunk here of folks selling firearms who are now subject to conduct background checks on the people they're selling guns to.
Well, then let's talk about why the Biden administration and others feel this is needed, because this loophole has always been in the wording of the laws. In 1968, the Gun Control Act said anyone engaged in the business of selling guns had to be licensed and do background checks. That was changed in 1986 to anyone selling with the objective of livelihood and profit. But people could say, hey, this isn't my livelihood. I do other things, too. So they could get around it. So what is the change in the language now?
Yeah, I mean, the language now is saying that if you are selling guns predominantly for profit, you are now subject to conduct these background checks in the process of selling guns to whoever you're selling them to, right? That could be over the internet, that could be at these gun shows. This really covers a much wider ground in terms of where people are buying their guns.
This new rule came out of a bipartisan bill that was signed in 2022 after the Uvalde shooting. But we know that after the 1999 Columbine school shooting, it was discovered the two shooters then got their guns at a gun show without a background check. So there's been a lot of, you know, push to try to get this, but a lot of pushback from the gun lobby. The new rule has set up ways that you will determine if someone's predominantly selling guns, you know, if they've got advertising or a system to accept credit card payments or rented space. But I'm sure there will be pushback on this rule.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, there are definitely groups who, when the introduction of this rule was first put out towards the end of last year, already said, you know, we're planning on filing a lawsuit. We're already opposed to this. There are also Republican lawmakers who are really adamant about finding ways to sort of scale this back. But, you know, White House officials said yesterday, they told reporters that they feel really confident that this is going to hold up. They feel like it's within the scope of the law. We'll have to wait and see what happens in the courts. But that is something that potentially could be coming up pretty soon.
And what is the White House saying about the impact that this rule might have on gun violence?
Well, the White House is saying that this will impact the sale of tens of thousands of guns. And you know, a lot of shootings that happen and, you know, are traced back to guns that have not been sold through the background check system. So not only does a background check screen the person buying the gun, but it also helps track where these weapons are going and where they're coming from. So in the future, if there was a gun to be, you know, seized at a crime scene, a homicide, a mass shooting, something like that, the gun having gone through the background check process and the person having gone through the background check process, it becomes easier to trace some of these weapons as well. So that is something else that this rule also clarifies.
Well, and this is a rule, not a law. What would legislation do that maybe even this regulation can't?
Well, if Congress passed some kind of legislation addressing background checks, you know, that's a lot more baked into the law, right? It can't really be undone. And if there was another administration to come in, you might see some changes there. So that is why you hear Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who chairs the Office of Gun Violence Prevention at the White House, they are repeatedly calling on Congress to take actions on universal background checks. They want Congress to pass an assault weapons ban. That's not likely going to happen in a divided Congress. And so that's really why you see Biden taking these measures. Keep in mind, Robin, this is also really an important issue in terms of the election in November. Gun control is something that young voters are really passionate about. Voters of color are really passionate about. And those are two groups that Biden really does need to show up for him in this election in order to win re-election.
NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram, thank you.
Thank you.